Here with your MarketLine Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Things are starting to look up for the corn market. Energy markets seem to be stabilizing, and corn prices are up 18 cents from the lows hit earlier this week. Here's Scott Schellady with more.
Let's just talk about corn for a second. I mean, we've got overnight rumors that China is going to be a buyer of about 20 million metric tons. That's the first kind of decent news, I guess we could say, that we've had in the corn market. I mean, maybe are we setting a low here? You take a look at those charts. I mean, gosh, it's not been a fun ride. And again, I've talked to a lot of farmers out there, both soybean producers and corn producers, and it just is penciling out to be a tough year. So to see things kind of get a little bit of a bump here has been nice. So we had about a 95.5 cent sell-off in July, 404.5 all the way down to, say, 309. Is this going to be where we start to turn the corner?
Chicago May wheat futures closed up 4 cents to 547. May corn closed up a penny and a half on the day to 319 and a quarter. Portland prices for dark northern spring wheat up a penny and three quarters, ranging from 635 and a half to 665 and a half for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were down a dollar on the June board to 82.92 and a half. Feeder cattle for May up 60 cents to 117.27 and a half. Class 3 milk for May up 16 cents to $10.68.
With the Ag Information Network of the West, this has been your MarketLine Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.